WJTL, Kate Thompson with Lights, Torrin Wells, God's Not Done With You Yet, and Hillary Jane, God of Always. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you at 7:04.
And we love Tuesdays. We're just across the field here from Ritz Market. So John Shirk's going to be giving away gift certificates to Ritz Market. Be sure to listen into his midday for the next few weeks. So be sure to listen today for your chance to call in and maybe be the winner of a great gift certificate to Ritz Market.
Our friends Benita and Tim from Gateway House of Prayer and Embark Internships with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Benita Keener, the director of Gateway House of Prayer. Benita, anybody you want to say hi to?
Of course. I'd love to give a shout out to my family, my amazing husband, Brent, and my kids, my two daughters that are married, Brianna and her husband, Nate, Brittany and Jordan, Branson, who's headed back to Messiah College today.
Crazy.
And my youngest son, Brock, who's on his way to Ephrata High School this morning.
Nice.
And also the whole Gateway community. Love you guys. Everybody that's committed to the House of Prayer around the clock.
So tell us about Gateway House of Prayer.
Yeah, Gateway is a 24/7 House of Prayer, nonstop worship and prayer. This year, 2020, marks 15 years.
No.
It's amazing. and 12 years
of 24/7.
That's crazy.
I remember when you guys started.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So it's 12 years of doing it 24/7.
12 years this year.
And how many churches are involved?
It's 42 different churches.
Incredible.
Which we love, from all across the county, the region. And it's really such a picture of unity in the body of Christ, around Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what style, worship, or prayer, we can come together.
Right.
So I love it. I love what God has been doing there. I love different themes of the watches. We call them watches. They're 2-hour blocks of time of worship and prayer that people commit to. And then they each can look very different. So I tell people, you need to come back, because somebody can be worshiping one way for a 2-hour block, and you can come the next time and it's really
totally
different. Yeah, which I love.
And you're located there in Ephrata.
Yes, we're in Ephrata, Clay, if you're familiar with that. It's on the west side of Ephrata.
If folks want more information, can they visit you online?
Yes, gatewayprayer.com. We would love for you to come on out and see us, though. We're in a barn. Come see us. It's very unusual and unique.
A barn in Ephrata.
Yeah,
how weird
exactly.
Is that?
Welcome to Lancaster County.
Yeah, exactly. Tim Ornelas is with us today. He's on Gateway staff. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, just give a shout out to my friends who might be listening, and just, it's really a privilege to be able to share about what we're doing 24/7. You guys are 24/7 too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're in this together.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Before we talk about Embark, Benita told me you do the overnights there at Gateway, and
yes.
I'm always so fascinated that you guys are always there. Somebody is always there worshiping, always there praying. What are the overnights like? Tell us about that.
Oh my goodness. There's really no way to say what it's like one way, but I think the greatest thing for me, it's been a year now that I've been involved with the overnights, and the greatest thing I think I've seen is an increase of praise in the night. What we've often done throughout for 4 hours straight is just praise the Lord with all of our hearts. And it's exciting, because when you're in that place, you lose track of time. You lose track of sleep, being sleepy, all of that just goes. And, you know, all of a sudden it's 4 a.m. and you're done. And just to see the Lord's Spirit move through several people that are involved there consistently every single night for a year is crazy.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're here to talk about Embark Internships. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I would love to. We have an internship coming up on February. It starts February 3rd and then goes to April 23rd. And it's really an exciting way to pursue the Lord intentionally. I think in my life, I've seen where pursuit of the Lord has just been kind of a casual, maybe something I just do as a Christian, daily readings and stuff like that. But this internship is designed for people who really want to go further and intentionally build an intimate connection with the Lord. So we have a lot of teaching nightly on Monday nights and Thursday nights. We'll have teachers and small group meetings to really discuss what does that look like. And then during the week, we have everyone who's involved. Actually, they have to give 10 hours of time in the prayer room. So that's where I hear the most testimonies coming out of. People saying, wow, when I committed to 10 hours in the prayer room, something really shifted in my life.
Wow.
Yes.
If folks want to sign up for an internship, can they do that online?
They can. They can go to gatewayprayer.com/embark internship. It's right there.
Very cool. We're going to talk more with Benita and Tim on the way, so we invite you to stick around. Also, music, Ellie Limebeer and Newsboys are next.